In the movie Contact, Jodie Foster played a scientist who studied the universe looking for life outside of our world. Being a scientist, her reality is based upon facts that can be proven with physical evidence that fits within our world of time and space. If you can't prove something with physical evidence, then it doesn't exist. One day, she received a message from another world. Within the message, there are blueprints for building a machine to travel through space to meet the aliens. The governments of the world came together and built the machine. Jodie Foster was selected to use the machine to travel to visit the aliens. She's in a sphere-shaped spaceship that is dropped into two rapidly rotating rings. The sphere is released and she travels through time and space and visits aliens for a period of time. When she came back to Earth, she finds that everybody else observed the sphere simply falling through the rings and crashing to the ground below within a matter of seconds. The observers did not see the sphere disappear and travel to some distant world in the universe. Now, Jodie Foster then had to struggle with her experience of the aliens without having any physical evidence that she had traveled anywhere. Is this not how we encounter Jesus Christ in our lives? We have to believe in Jesus Christ, whom we cannot see, hear, or touch. The apostles experienced Jesus in the flesh as a physical person. Their experience of the risen Christ transformed their lives. They went out preaching of the gospel to Jesus and ministered to the needs of others, as described in Acts, because they experienced the risen Christ in the flesh. Jesus tells Thomas that you have come to believe because you have seen me, but blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. So how are we to come to believe in Jesus Christ without experiencing him in the flesh? For many of us, our first encounter with Jesus is through our parents or through our spouse. They live their lives in a manner that is different from what the world tells us how to live our lives. They have Jesus as the center of their lives. We seek to understand how Jesus can make such a difference in our lives. God has given us the way, or blueprints, to travel outside the time-space box of our world to encounter Jesus. These blueprints are the Holy Scriptures, the Mass, and prayer. We're able to enter into God's world by transcending our physical world. When we allow God to enter into our lives, we allow God to transform us and change how we see the world and others around us. We become emboldened to proclaim his life to others through our acts of love and care. It is only through this transformation that we become Christ to the world. When we are transformed, we become like the apostles, performing many signs and wonders so that great numbers of people come to accept Jesus as the Lord of their life. It is through daily prayer, reflecting on the Holy Scriptures, and participating in Mass that we are transported into the presence of Jesus Christ. One way to pray and reflect on the Scriptures would be to use the Word Among Us. It provides us with readings from the lectionary with reflections on those readings. Now, as we progress in our prayer life, we need to stop talking and listen to God. We need to take time to prepare ourselves for the Sunday Mass by reading and reflecting on the scripture readings for the day before we come to Mass. Then at Mass, we need to listen to the prayers and the readings and let God speak to us. This will allow us to have a deeper understanding of our taking Christ into in the body and blood into ourselves so that we can be transformed into beings that are bearers of Christ to the world. It is through daily prayer, reflecting on the Holy Scriptures, and participating in Mass that we are transported into the presence of Christ. It is this encounter with Jesus Christ that transforms our lives so that our lives proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world.